This time at Insight takes us to West Virginia with Jed Jerko, who was named the Cape Cod All-League team over the summer with the Brewster Whitecaps. Let's start off with that, Jed. How would you rate your Cape Cod experience?
Oh, man, it was a great time for me to go up there and play. Play for Brewster was a great town. I mean, my host family was extremely nice, and that was really nice to be able to stay with them. And then being named to the All-League team was quite an honor for me. I mean, you go up there, those are the best kids in the nation going up to the Cape Cod to play, and it was a real honor for me.
What was the best part of the whole thing?
Oh, I think the best part is getting to play against that type of competition. Those are obviously the best kids in the nation get the honor to play in the Cape Cod, and I was one of those, fortunately, and to be able to play against that competition was great.
You talk about the competition there. Is there someone you played either with or against on the Cape that really impressed you the most?
I mean, there's no one single person that stood out. Everyone up there is very good, and you get to that point of competition, everyone's about the same, to be honest.
You might have a tough time answering this one, then again. The toughest pitcher you faced on the Cape, can you pick one out?
Whew, that's pretty tough. I mean, there's no real one single person that stood out. I mean, you go up there and every single guy's throwing 92, 93, 94. I mean, it's really tough.
You were the Big East Rookie of the Year a couple of years ago and a freshman All-American. What means more to you, saying that or saying you were All-League in Cape Cod?
That's pretty tough. I mean, obviously, I like to represent my school well, but, I mean, that's a pretty big deal to be able to play up at Cape Cod and be named All-League team and get to play on Fenway Park. I mean, it was something special.
You played second base and shortstop there at West Virginia, but you played third base over the summer. What was the transition like for you?
I mean, the biggest thing to get used to was seeing the ball off the bat at a different angle. I mean, you play third base and the ball gets on you a lot quicker than what it would at short and second. I mean, that was the biggest adjustment for me.
Well, you batted .421 last year for the Mountaineers. You didn't even lead your own team, though, in batting average. What's it like to hit in a lineup that's so potent 1-9?
Well, I mean, that's what makes us so good is that we have hitters all through the lineup. There's not one guy that you can pitch around. I mean, you're obviously talking about DeBartolomeo, and he had an unbelievable year for us, and hopefully he can have another good year like that. But when you have good hitters hitting in front and behind you, you're going to get good pitches to hit, and that's pretty much what happens throughout our lineup.
You're actually from Morgantown, and your brother played football there at West Virginia. Did you grow up always wanting to be a Mountaineer?
I wasn't real sure. I didn't really give it a whole lot of thought. And then once the whole process came around, I really didn't see myself wearing anything other than blue and gold. So that's pretty much what it came down to.
So was there ever even any consideration? Is there another team? If you could have said, this is where I would have gone instead of West Virginia, can you name a school?
I would probably have to say St. John's. I mean, I knew Coach Hampton up there, who's their first assistant. I knew him through a family friend, and he's a really great guy, and that coaching staff does a really great job up there. But if it wouldn't have been WVU, that's probably where I would have decided to go.
As you look toward the upcoming 2010 season, what is the number one goal of the West Virginia baseball team?
Well, I think last couple of years we've been able to put a good record together, but I think our ultimate goal is to finally break through and get into the NCAA tournament and see if we can make some noise nationally.
Jed, what's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
It's a great experience. It's something that you will never forget. I mean, you make lifelong friends being on a college baseball team. I have teammates that I will be friends with forever. I mean, that's a pretty good experience.
What's the toughest thing then?
I would say throwing academics into the everyday life of being a baseball player. I mean, as people know, baseball is that's pretty much a job, and then you have to throw academics on top of that.
Word association time before we wrap up. I'm going to throw some people, some different things at you. You just tell me whatever comes to mind. Let's start with a Brewster teammate of yours, Tant Shepard from Texas.
extremely good hitter.
How about Jarrett Parker from Virginia?
He's also a very good hitter.
Fenway Park.
Big wall, unbelievable experience.
West Virginia teammate, Dan DeBartolomeo.
I would say he's a part of the Sopranos.
Your head coach, Greg Van Zandt.
Great guy to be around.
The NCAA tournament.
A goal.
West Virginia baseball.
Time to break through.
And the last one, Jed Jerko.
Let that be known, see what others think of me.
Jed Jerko, West Virginia, best of luck to you in 2010.
All right, thanks. Good talking to you.